What, sorry?
You're much more handsome in real life.
I'm much more handsome in real life. This is a health and safety fucking nightmare. There's a very real risk this woman could slip off her seat. You're entirely correct. I am much more handsome in real life. Stop it, you. What's your name, madam?
Heather.
And what do you do, Heather?
I'm a veterinary nurse.
You're a what, sorry?
Veterinary nurse.
A veterinary nurse?
Yes.
Probably the worst job in the world. No, because when you look at like why people get into a job, right? I got into comedy because I like having a laugh. Great, that works. You get into being a veterinary nurse because you love animals, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll go toe-to-toe with you, Heather. Toe-to-toe, how many cats have you killed this week? I'm on none. I've killed zero cats. Nil cats. I haven't killed any of them at all. You? I bet it's more than fucking none, isn't it? And also, the terrible thing about being a vet is it's not like being a nurse with humans. No one in a hospital goes, oh, little Timmy's ill. It's quite an expensive operation, is it? How much? Yeah, my cat had to have an operation, and the vet told me it was going to be £4,000, like 5,000 euros. So, okay, sorry, there's a long-winded way of saying I haven't got a cat. It's very fucking quiet. Normally there are lots of heckles.
Should we have a young wedding by a company?
That's very much the wet an accent meets your speech impediment, isn't it? That's right on the line. It's right on the line. Now, I think you said I should have been at my aunt's wedding, but I've come to this. That's what I think you said. But I'll be honest with you, I could have just... You could be auctioning cattle. Should come to my... You know when you learn to write, you leave a little... I'm sorry, it's probably aspirational, but you leave a little... You leave a little finger space between each word. So it's clear. Well, that's how I talk. You know what I mean? Well, if you're here, who's starting a fight in a fucking car park? The fuck are you thinking? Any other?
Have you paid your taxes yet?
Have I paid my taxes yet? Why do you think I'm here? Also, if you think about it, there's a show at 7, there's another show at 9:30. One for me, one for them. Isn't it? Any others?
When's half time?
When's half time? There is no fucking half time. I'm fucking straight through. What's your name, sir? What's your name?
Barry.
And you want a drink? It's been about 20 minutes, Barry. The first step is admitting you have a problem. What do you do, Barry? You're a gardener. Fucking tremendous. Because if you're going to be outside drinking in the park anyway, mind the lawn. Right? Barry, always fucking thinking. What's your drink of choice, Barry? What do you normally drink?
Beer.
Beer. You're a simple man, Barry. I mean, not simple like, not like simple, but plain speaking. You don't sound like you're from around here. Where are you from, Barry?
Hampshire.
Hampshire. Right. That's not how people talk in Hampshire. Yeah, then what's going on in Limerick at the moment, then?
Harland. Harland.
Sound like you're throwing things into a fucking well.
Just fucking hurling things in.
Is hurling going on? Did you do well?
Yeah, we're about to.
What's doing?
We're about to.
We're about to. Don't forget your shovel if you want to go to work.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Dig it.
Fucking hell. All right.
Who is dressing you?
What, sorry?
Who is picking up your outfits?
Who's picking out your outfits? Well, I pick them out. I've got a tailor, right? I've got my tailor that I go to, and I've never not bought what he's wearing. I just walk in, and Luke's wearing a suit, and I go, I'll have one of those, please.
What about the shoes?
What about the shoes? George Cleverly. I don't know. I presume you have a bespoke shoemaker. God, where are you from? There's a good accent there. Where are you from?
Poland.
From Poland. Excellent. I was there recently. It was fucking nice. And what about the guy with the fucking weird haircut? Was? Which? Why are you? Why have you come as one of the extras from Mad Max? What the fuck?
Yes, I just want shaved and then a top knot. Just in case people don't recognize a douche when they see a douche.
He's Irish.
He's what?
He's Irish.
He's Irish. A lot of them are, love. A lot of them are. It's one of the things. How did you two meet then online? How did you two meet? Definitely online. What, sorry?
Plenty of fish.
Plenty of fish. Hey, he just followed his nose, did he? All right.
Yeah, I still have some in my beard, yes. It's bad news.
Huh? Go on, how did you guys meet? What, sorry?
The internet.
You have the internet here. Imagine the information superhighway gets cobbled somewhere around Limerick. And then, you moved over here?
Yes.
Oh, and what do you do for a living, love?
I'm raising the kids.
You're raising the kids? Of course you are. How many kids?
Four.
Four? I mean, Poland, Limerick, you've just gone, right, Catholics, Let's fucking outbreed these fucking Protestants. Nice. I'm not Catholic. Strictly speaking, I'm an atheist, but the Catholic God, well, that's the one I don't believe in. There's quite a size disparity with you two, is it? Must be like a wardrobe falling over with a key in it. What do you do? I mean, it looks like you would fucking ride a motorcycle and try and catch Mad Max, but what do you do?
Irish water.
Irish water.
Oh, I don't want to have a bath. No, mammy, I don't want to wash my hair.
What the fuck was the problem with Irish water? What's your fucking problem with Irish water? What? He's charging you. What the fuck is he meant to do? You thought it was just be a labour of love for him? What was that? I'm gonna right laugh back there. We can't hear him. Go on, what'd you say?
The water's contaminated.
The water's contaminated? It's not contaminated. That's just how they talk in Limerick. That's normal. That's very prejudiced.
The water must be contaminated. They're all talking very strangely.
Drink your water.
I see what you mean, yeah. What do you do, Ema? What do you do for a living?
I work here in the university.
You work here in the university? You in charge of ticket distribution by any chance? You fucking hooked yourself up. What do you do at the university? You work in admin, the valuable admin people. Tremendous. Teaching folks nothing. What about this unit? What about, you're the other half. What's your name, mate? What, sorry?
Andrew.
What do you do, Andrew?
Software sales.
Right. You hear that? Wasn't, do you hear that? It's every vagina in the room drying up. Software sales.
My daughter's perfect.
What, sorry?
My daughter is perfect.
Your daughter is perfect?
Yes.
Okay, Heather. I think we're more worried about you. Hi, Heather's daughter. Is it possible to die from embarrassment? What do you do, Heather's daughter?
I'm a preschool teacher.
You're a preschool teacher? Of course you fucking are. You're used to dealing with fucking idiots, aren't you? Might as well make a career of it. And who's the guy? Is that your man?
That's my friend.
That's your friend? What? It's a Friday night, isn't it? Hi, the friend. How long have you known?
About a year.
Well, sorry, I didn't get your name. What was your name, Heather's daughter?
Phoebe.
Hi, Phoebe. What was your name, mate?
Lefer.
What's your name?
Lefer.
Doesn't matter. I've got a tip for you, Phoebe. Or if you like, he could put the whole thing in. Have you got a boyfriend?
Me?
Have you got a girlfriend?
No.
No, you got a boyfriend?
Kind of.
Heather, someone's riding her and has not made a commitment. What do you mean, kind of?
He's a bit disrespectful.
He's a bit disrespectful? How do you mean disrespect? What's fucking hell? He's a bit disrespectful. Well, what do you mean by that, you silly bitch? It's a lot of fun, my job. How is he disrespectful?
I think he'd rather look at everyone else than me, to be honest.
He'd rather look at everyone else than you.
Aww.
Or make more of an effort. I'm trying to fucking help. What, is he doing the thing of, like, walking down the street checking out other people, or is it that, or is he online? What's he doing?
A bit of everything.
Bit of everything. Yeah. And where is he this evening?
At home, at a match.
At home, at a match.
Yeah.
Sounds like a big house. And what about this fella? He seems... You're respectful, aren't you?
No.
You get points for fucking honesty, don't you? Hey, Jimmy, my Aunt Sharon and Cousin Cormac are here from Australia. They want to know your thoughts on menopausal women. Where are you? Where are the menopausal women? I think I've got no issue with menopausal women. Good that you're from Australia, because that is what you, when you've got a menopausal woman, if you're dealing with that, that's what you need, a bit of Aussie charm. You all familiar with the phrase? Aussie charm just means. Everything's got a name, that's called Aussie charm. Good luck. Hi, I am autistic and I came here alone because Jimmy is on my bucket list and I was wondering if I could get a picture with him. I promise to be quick. I know how his time is valuable. Not that valuable. Thanks for reading this. Where's the autistic dude or girl? Where are you?
They're here somewhere. I mean, they're autistic, so they might want... Where are you? Hi. Yeah, come and have a photo. Of course you can. All right. I appreciate you coming to the gig. It's also like anyone else that's come on their own, thank you very much. Because I know a lot of people kind of come to a comedy show on their own. It's like, it's nice. It's like, because you don't have to worry about whether the person next to you is fucking horribly offended by something. Appreciate you being here. I'll fucking meet you halfway. You're taking fucking ages. Jesus. How are you? You all right?
Yes,
very nice
to
see you. Yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah.
Here you go.
The other way around, yeah.
All right, I got it. Hey. Very nice to meet you. Thanks for coming to the show. I appreciate it. Easy enough, wasn't it? What else we got? Congrats to Budgie and Shauna getting married. Shotgun wedding. Where are you, Shauna? Where am I looking? Hi, Shauna. Hi. How far along are you? Because, you know, we could deal with this. I've got a friend that works at a vet's. They'll have some sterile stuff. Make a change from killing cats, won't it, love? Congrats. Say hi to my son. Don't trust myself on the pronunciation of anything. Up at the Lelf balcony, he finished secondary school yesterday. He's also a bit of a twat. Is it that? Your left, my left. Where are you? Where is he? Hi. Have you finished school? What's your plan, my friend?
I don't know yet.
Okay. Well, what are you going to university? Are you going to get a job? What are you going to do?
I'm not really too sure. I'm trying to figure it out.
You're trying to figure it out? Well, I'll help. Poor fucker's got no idea. Why don't you fuck off to Australia for 2 years? That normally works for people, doesn't it? It's nice and sunny over there. You wouldn't mind the sun. Well, you're from Limerick. You may have never seen it. If you holiday in Kilkee, there's a good chance you've never experienced summer. You're not from Limerick. Where are you from, man?
Ennis Clare.
The same fucking thing. Fucking 20 minutes down the road.
Oh, no, very different now. It's a totally different fucking field. With a small bungalow in it that I live in.
Well, good luck, man. What else we got? I'm literally terrified of what my 13 and 15-year-olds are doing at home alone right now. Parents' rare night out. Sheena, where are you, Sheena? Where's Sheena? Where is she? Well, hi. They're masturbating. That's the best case scenario. They're, as long as they're not interfering with each other, you're on a fucking win. Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing my new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny, because there'll be laughs and it'll be funny, and because I laugh funny. Come and see me. Go to jimmycarr.com for details, you know, dates and tickets and all that kind of thing. You know how to buy tickets. Go and buy some tickets.